Broadcasting live from the Garage Logic newsroom, here's John Haidt.
Well, for those of you who have not heard this news yet, and nothing confirmed, only place actually reporting that Michael Jackson has died is TMZ. They're reporting he has died. He did have cardiac arrest at his Los Angeles home today. According to TMZ, a fire department official said Jackson was not breathing when paramedics arrived at his mansion. He's 50 years old, treated at UCLA Medical Center, but again, according to TMZ, not confirmed by anybody else, they say hospital officials were unable to revive him. You might remember he is supposed to have a big comeback tour over in London this summer.
We got our three celebrities, didn't we?
That would be
Ed, Farrah, and Michael.
That's right.
We have another music death, too, I would like to report.
We're really going to miss Farrah.
Look at you. You don't know what the heck you're hitting back there, do you? You're just throwing buttons out there.
Exactly.
All right, here's what we got.
What do you got,
forget
Mr.
about,
Matt Thomas?
Forget about sports for a second. We got TMZ reporting that Michael Jackson is dead.
Yeah.
We have everybody else reporting that he is in a coma. And this, I'm watching CNN, and I've not flipped around. It is, to say a minor group of people would be an understatement. There are probably 1,000 people outside the hospital right now where he is in Los Angeles.
And
helicopters running around here. This is nuts.
I saw the police cars blocking off streets. And I will say that AM 1500 KSTP and Garage Logic, Joe Soucheray show, accurately reported that TMZ had reported that. And we said we are waiting for confirmation.
You're checking your sources at Cedar Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles. I'm presuming.
Oh, I see you're talking about how they're all gathering.
They're gathering, and they're in a perfect rectangle. I guess holding some sort of seance, not a seance, a vigil.
What does that mean if he's in a coma, though? If they found no pulse, if they performed CPR.
No. My guess is that in TMZ, and I'm not a huge TMZ viewer, but they've been remarkably accurate when it comes to celebrity news.
They're checking their sources on the celebrities, huh?
I think CNN and MSNBC and the other networks don't want to quote TMZ. What they would want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I hope they're wrong. I hope TMZ is wrong, but that's what everybody's going with now. So tonight on the show, we will keep you up to date on this, although it's very peculiar. I'm going to have to wait for the crawl.
You're going to play Michael Jackson bumper music?
Probably
all
not.
Night?
Probably no? not.
Well,
no.
There's a couple of, on the iPod.
I understand. I understand
here.
There is. We will talk a little bit about the Twins win today, 6-4 over Milwaukee. We will also get into the NBA draft, which everything is really peculiar right now. I'll be honest. I'm in a peculiar state right now. I'm trying to figure out what is going on with one of pop icons.
Right.
Say what you will about his extracurricular life and outside the studios and whatnot and outside concerts.
Who hasn't danced to his music?
Well,
from Jackson 5, ABC.
He's one of the five most famous singers in the history of music.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even if he won the narrow to top three. I mean, I put him in the same category as Elvis.
Wow.
Absolutely.
You got a topic of discussion, and you got a very bad look from
Nick,
Kenneth.
I mean, Kenny,
Olson.
Come over here. Why would you argue with me about that? As a matter of fact,
he's speechless.
Come on, Kenny. Soul man, what do you got? You disagree with me?
Wait a second. Did I hear that right? Wait a minute. What did you just say?
Elvis. You put Elvis and Michael in the same category.
Oh, my God.
Not a chance.
On scale of popularity?
You need to go back to talking about soccer.
No. Oh, my God. Don't even start me with that.
Say, your producer just told me the LA Times and somebody else, CBS, now reporting he has died.
Okay. Well, since you guys are music critics, what's wrong with this?
Oh, he doesn't have anywhere close to the talent that Elvis
has. I'm not saying talent. I'm talking about the world influence. Oh,
are you talking about the popularity?
I'm talking about popularity. Forget
not
it.
Not the musical.
Yeah, if you don't like his music, that's one thing.
Well,
but
I like his music, so I'm not. I'm just saying Elvis's influence overshadows his by 100 times.
I don't know about that.
Oh, I mean,
go.
I do.
I'm saying, but between 1980 and 1990, I mean, doesn't he have like five of the all-time 10 records sold?
Matt. There's still people who want to sound like Elvis. There's nobody who wants to sound like Michael
Jackson. You know, that's because they're hippie drunks. That's the reason why. They're not doing it because they're honoring the guy.
No, there's musicians who, you know, still appreciate Elvis's
and
music.
And they do a very poor job of it.
There's not the impersonator. I'm talking about real bands. I mean, you know, not Elvis impersonators.
I don't know. I mean, I think you're worldwide stage. And I obviously understand Elvis carried it too. Somebody can back me up on this.
Matt, you know, they are going on your show. I think there's
you're
be...
forcing us to rip a guy on the day he dies.
Yeah,
don't rip.
And,
don't make
and
us
I
do
like
that.
Him. And
yeah.
I see. I actually like some Michael Jackson music. But in
how
terms
many?
Of
how many
influence?
How many
stuff,
billions of no records way. Did he sell?
I don't know. I have no idea.
You're gonna find that out shortly.
I gotta go to what you gotta go to news update. I gotta figure it. Mm-hmm. And if the album number is off dramatically off, I'll stand corrected.
Well, are we talking popularity or what?
Yeah, popularity.
Well, okay, popularity. I won't argue, but influence and talent, I will argue.
What did I miss? I mean, Elvis will be impersonated in front of 100 years, but
it's got nothing to do with impersonation. You got real rock bands out there who still love Elvis
okay.
and are trying to do music.
But
like
I'm from a popularity standpoint, this is every bit as
Elvis. I think
we've
established popularity is what you're talking
yeah.
about. Yes, I'm not. I'm talking about influence and just
musical talent. Oh, well, that's okay.
He's FYI.
Basically, without Elvis, is there rock and roll? You know?
No, I go with that.
It wasn't John. Who was it? Him and Johnny Cash and Chuck Berry, Jerry Lee Lewis. I mean, there's a handful of guys
and Hanson.
That are completely responsible. These guys are responsible for rock and roll. What is Michael Jackson responsible for? What did he come up with?
He created a video channel, essentially. If not for Michael Jackson videos, MTV wouldn't be on and what it is today.
So we can blame
him.
We can blame him.
Well, yeah, because I'd like to have MTV actually show me a video once in a while.
All right, I've got a great spot I'm sitting on here. So let's.